And welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Ada as Matthias Blerkenstock, Becca as Iris Rogsdottir, Jordan as Sonny Morganson, Nathan as Jarl Bromson, Ollie as Makoa, and Will as Gaegor Fellhand, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. In the depths of the legendary Firetop Mountain, a group of adventurers fell prey to the dread necromancer Zagor. But death is not always the end, and the gods move in mysterious ways. Risen from the grave, our undead heroes must battle to protect their living companions from the perils of storm, sea, and scurrilous serpents.
Episode 19.
Oh, don't you dare disassemble yourself at me, sir.
If you want it as a disadvantage, you should probably have one that will have some kind of effect.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because the reason I want to swap backups in the first place is my drawback is going to be overwritten. So I'll roll another couple of times to try and get one which actually hints.
Or just look and see if there's one that you think looks thematically appropriate, honestly.
Okay, allergy to spells.
What about 64-65? That one looks cool.
Yeah, that works.
What's 64-65?
Have a look. One arm is turning to stone, though you're right.
Ollie, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, alright, Bruce.
Have you set your recording function, Ollie?
Yes.
Good. Carry on, as you were.
I half want to see how many weapon types I can make her weak to, so I'm tempted to go for your bone shatters easy as glass. You take 2 additional points of damage each time you're hit by an attack made of a bludgeoning weapon.
Oh, nice.
What about the solid wall of righteous rock and roll? Does that count as a bludgeoning
weapon? I am not turning my arm into stone.
The Medusa later in the book disagrees.
Lol.
I'll go for that one then, because that still affects me, and it all fits the entire she's meant to be quite frail kind of thing until she turns into an undead.
Yeah, that works.
And then it means I now need to be careful of light blades, cold iron, silver, and bludgeoning weapons. I might grow to regret this.
I'm going to need you to remember that, though.
Yeah, I will. I'm remembering all the other stuff as well, so...
Cool. I'm just working out which part of this map you're supposed to start on. Okay, let's say that bit.
I'm just going to go and sort myself out a drink. It won't be too long and it should be on... I'll be able to hear you, but I won't be able to talk.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just making sure my drink is here. Yep, good. Is everyone levelled?
Yes.
As long as we're level 4.
Good.
So, this does mean that for a brief amount of time, Iris can actually be targeted by magical spells. Until I actually pick up the blood rage, the barbarian thing.
Nice.
Because the reason I want to change it is I was eventually going to pick up a thing. So currently it was there's a 50% chance she resisted it. But she's going to pick up a Slayer talent, which made all the time she has to resist it. Which is half why I want to switch drawbacks out, to be honest. So this makes her drawback still relevant.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hello.
Yeah.
My net just went.
Huh. Right, so as I recall, the last thing that happened was you murdered, you killed in self-defense a Chupacabra, is that right?
paladin mosquitoes.
Oh, yes, those happen afterwards. Yes, there we are. Yeah, you had discovered an old camp with some stuff in, and fought paladin mosquitoes, and Jarl nobly perished. In the defence against the spirit of a mad griffin. Or the mad spirit of a griffin, let's say.
Let it be said that Jarl did not go quietly into the night, but screaming and kicking, bearing down death upon those who tried to kill him.
Yep, yep, yep. So, yeah. And I believe you looked around the place and did whatever looting was appropriate.
I think we did, yeah.
And I believe we revived Jarl.
Yeah, if Jarl wants reviving, we've got enough money to do so.
Okay, well, you know where the link to the ritual is. I'm going to assume you can get this stuff somehow.
It's probably in, like, a spell component pouch or something, probably, perhaps, maybe.
700 yeah. Gold is in a spell component pouch.
We've got the money, it's fine.
Spell component pouch.
Just posted both links.
Cool.
Yeah, but we can hunt. We've got... I've got tracking and stuff, etc. We can find bone. Well, we've already got bones. We can find a crow, a snake.
The 7 pounds of salt is probably going to be the most difficult bit, to be honest, but you'll manage it somehow.
There's enough shipwrecks, because and ships will be carrying salt, so...
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, also, yes, to sea.
You can just heat some seawater, yeah. Okay, I'm going to be nice and not make you recite the entire ritual. Jarl, as the... I think for the Egyptian theme, as the dawn breaks, your spirit, which has been hovering bodilessly and in a kind of trance-like state, you feel it drawn back down into the armour, and you are whole once more. The runes of power suddenly blaze like fire back on the armour, and you are... Once again, what's the best way to put this? Mobile.
Ah, this feels good. Much better than that cold, cold stone. So cold was the stone. So cold. I felt feelings again. It was so cold.
Alright, I'm not complaining. We got work to do.
I don't think anyone apart from Nathan knows this, because this is an idea which sort of cropped up. If people do get killed in future, then my plan is that you will turn in... until you get to resurrect yourselves, you will become a phantom of the party's level, bound to the spirit stone, so the promissory stone, so the stone will act as your medium.
Oh, cool. That's quite cool.
Sorry, your spiritualist. Okay, yeah, cool. So you still get to do some stuff... but obviously you're not going to be doing this stuff you'd normally would. It's just a way of keeping people in the game if it's not possible to do spells and stuff.
So just to check, we should be undead level 1 or however many and the normal shit 3?
Yep.
Next.
Well, I believe for most of us, undead level 3 and normal shit 1. Oh, you're a skeleton, actually, aren't you? So you're also, yeah.
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 Badass!
So, okay, so it's just Iris now who's finishing off her undead stuff still.
Yeah.
Geigle would still be going through Dullahan.
Yeah.
Go for the side effects.
Okay. I think this is a good one, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yes, the wound that kills you never heals, not even a little. It doesn't cause you any problems, but it will always serve as a reminder.
Now, what were you killed by? Were you killed by the griffin?
Yes, he stomped me in the centre of my chest. I guess I have a footprint?
It's a lion-y thing, so I think you've got, like, the classic three claw marks just straight down, however you want, somewhere it ripping open your armour. And even if you transfer into another suit of armour, they will come back.
This is going to make story stuff so much harder now.
Yeah. It's a part of you, that wound is part of your soul now, and it imposes itself on whatever form you choose to embody.
How am I going to stealth in the wind? It's going to be like, kind of, like blowing wind over bottles. Glass bottles.
Yeah. Doesn't cause you any problems, however. So, people will just think there's some really loud insects nearby.
Oh, this is quite cool.
Okay. Dawn breaks! As I recall, you were on your way to the Red Mountain.
Why am I coming up with songs when I could just use Inspirobot to generate lyrics?
Let us transition back to the main map. Had you just put all your new stats into those characters? By which I basically mean hit points.
That's a good point.
Have now.
Cool. Once you have, I will grab them and add them to the map.
Ready.
Cool.
Think so. What hit points are both people on?
Huh?
I think I'm good.
What hit points are people... I'm trying to figure out if I actually updated my hit point total in my sheet. So what are people left on hit points?
47. You rolled an 8 last time.
If you go on things like 47 and stuff, then yeah, no, I will be have updated it properly.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm 40.
Then yeah. Because of the way it's undead and stuff, my mind's a bit skewed as what should be relevant, what should be good for this level.
Yeah.
Don't say that, Nathan.
Well, it's the only thing I have been lucky. These health hasn't been helping me.
You have just violently jinxed yourself.
I've always jinxed myself. I've given up to trying to pretend to favour the dice gods. They will just be regardless.
I think I've been rolling really well the entire time, because... Well, the character, I either roll always consistently roll well, although we have Mira, who never rolled above a 3. And she rolled a 3-1.
Okay, so. Let's briefly hop back to my map. As soon as I can drag the map close enough that you can move on to it. There you go.
Ooh, I'm upside down. Let's fix that.
Okay, so, you are currently at the Red Square, and I'm assuming you want to head for... basically, you worked out from your expedition into the caverns of the ghouls and so on, that you probably need to be at some kind of thing that's near the Red Mountain. And there's some kind of weird ritual site. Does that sound at all familiar?
Vaguely.
Oh, it's all coming back now.
I'm really good at reciting past events, honest.
It's all good. We love you anyway, darling.
Let me get you a quote. Yeah, there we go. Yep, so you saw that there was like some pyramids of stone that were near this mountain, and you decided from the top of the mountain you might be able to get a sight on it and work out where that is, which basically you'll now have been able to do, I think. Actually, sorry, I'm really, it's because I've cancelled like four games. So I think what happened was there was the ghoul stuff, then there was the bit with the chupacabra, then there was the bit with the power of the mosquitoes. And you
I believe so, yeah, that sounds...
Okay, cool. In which case, yes, you're on the path at the foot of the Red Mountain.
That sounds right. We were... Yeah, that sounds right, according to my notes.
Yeah, so you haven't actually gone there yet, technically, but you're basically... Like, this is basically it.
I suppose we start making our way up the path up the mountain?
Can do. Why is something labelled X, but not anywhere? That's really helpful, thank you. It should be before Y, you would think. But no. Okay, so, can you see where we are? Should be here.
Yep.
I observe.
Cool. Yeah, right, so here, I'm just going to say... because I don't know which area is supposed to be it. I'm going to see that is the top of the mountain. So,
fair enough. Let's do it.
Yeah. All of you are immune to fatigue. Some of you can fly. You're not really that worried about getting slight abrasions and stuff from trying to climb a mountain, or the non-paladin insects that flock about, or the cold of the winds at high altitudes, or the rain. So basically, you climb a mountain.
I'm a bit more worried about the current abrasion I have on my chest. That's what's really concerning me.
Yeah, that is
making the entire way up.
Also, if me or Makoa fall, it'll take you a good day and a half to put us back together.
There's a song for that, though.
Especially if we fall on top of each other, then you've got to work out which one of us is which. It's a right bloody mess.
Say, is there like a plank of wood left over from the shipwreck that I could just like nail together like a covering for this hole? I feel quite self-conscious.
Nathan, accept your embarrassing injuries with pride.
But like, we could just get like a bit of wood and we can paint it like irony colour.
Listen, Nathan, it sounds like
we'll
you need an inspiring quote.
We'll sort out off the island.
It does. Do you need an inspiring quote to make you feel better?
A little.
Well, Nathan, just remember, people in stock photos think about the future more often than not.
Have you... Is this quote... quote bot?
Yes, it is. We had a good fucking half an hour with that thing at the start of one of my games. It's brilliant.
Yep. And they remind me...
Nathan, do you need another one? It sounds like you need another one.
Yes, please.
Do you think ambitions are ambitions because they believe in you?
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, fair enough. Let's just get Tony to get this mountain over and done
this
with.
This is the best thing!
Okay, so, you are quite high up a mountain, and you have a fine view over most of the island. For which purpose, I will basically just remove all the fog of war.
Hello.
Oh my god, there's an island.
Yep. And you can see here where it says... Actually, I don't know if it does on the version you've got. Where on my map it says Y. There's some structures that look like they might be the sort of pointy things, obelisky things that you saw in the carving in the temple.
Do we reckon that's where we need to go, or?
That's a good place to start.
Shall I repeat what you found in the thing? Because it's been a long time.
You might be an idea. Yeah.
Yep. A low stone altar, its sides carved like coiling snakes and its top carved to resemble a yawning viper's maw, sits in the centre of this room. The walls of the chamber are carved with images of anthropomorphic servants, using strange pointed megaliths of stone to work great feats of magic, transforming an army of humans into zombies, calling down flaming bolts of lightning from the skies, or parting the waters of the sea to dash human ships upon the exposed rocks below. This final image seems to have been recently cleared of dust, and several lines of text to be made more legible via the application of inks and perhaps blood. You made some checks to work out that this is stuff on the island. You recognised a mountain shown in it as being the Red Mountain. Smaller carvings nearby depict serpent folk splashing blood on carved runes carved on upright stones before a red mountain, and then holding venomous snakes against the blood so they may lick the stones, pouring water into pyramid-shaped blocks of red stone, and standing before the pyramid of stone with mouths agape as though shouting to the heavens. I can't remember if anyone made a roll to read the Aklo inscription.
I think so. I vaguely let me check my language. Yeah, I can speak Aklo.
Cool. In which case, I will give you the handout as soon as it uploads, because I failed to do this beforehand. Anyway, yes, you're pretty sure you want to go to where those pointy things are, because that's where the thing happens. And you, whether or not you have any real idea what's going on, that looks like where plot probably is.
Cool.
So we need to stop the bad juju. Got it.
Yep.
I don't know, some juju zombies are pretty cool.
To the thing, I guess, unless there's anything on the mountain.
Hurrah! Okay, hello?
Did something just
happen? Nathan. Not really.
Hey.
Hello.
Did anyone... Hello?
Hello?
I didn't catch the last part of that. Would anyone mind if...
No, I was saying, did people hear what I was saying?
Oh, right, okay, so, yeah. No.
No.
You seem to be cutting in and out slightly. It might be that people are cutting in and out for me, though, because my internet's being fun.
Okay, I will transfer you to this region.
Say, does anyone know what a pure metal is? What makes a metal pure?
Not having other stuff in it, so not steel, yeah. But iron.
I can't think of a word now. No impurities, yeah. So no dirt, no extra of metals in it, etc.
So, interesting enough, in medieval metalworking, they thought that steel was actually a purer form of iron, that by beating it and heating it, they were actually removing all of the impurities, like carbon and that stuff. But actually, they were just adding it, which was fun.
How did they make steel if they didn't make... Okay, that's...
Well, the whole process was, they believed to be kind of removing impurities, but actually they kind of were adding impurities.
Fair, that's interesting.
Ah! Sorry, annoyingly, I very slightly misclicked, which means it decided to move to a different website and not Roll20, so I have to wait for Roll20 to load again.
Never mind.
We apologise for the brief interruption to the nothing that so far you have been excitingly doing. There will be things soon, I promise.
So, what's this island called again?
Smuggler's Shiv.
Yes. That, I remember now.
Oh god. It's horrible.
I've just found one which says taking better care of each other begins with suffering. Suffering begins with surrendering.
Begins.
I just found one which was like, rid yourself of it. Just like, no mention what it is, just like...
Virginity and insanity both start in the hand. That's one of the most roundabout masturbation jokes I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot.
Some of these begin to sound like quotes. I don't know, like, there was a... Many choices leads to great success, and believe in the never-ending power of your brain.
This one's pretty good. Kittens, unite. Cooperate for your common goal. Teleportation.
That's beautiful.
That's past brilliant. Life is a new gadget now. Without the calories.
Play fine, ignore the hype. Well, this is pretty ironic. Technology is to be feared. Given what Inspirebot does when you get loads of quotes out.
Oh yeah. God, this is a bit dark. Surrender, forget it, and everyone else will live forever and ever.
Yeah. And only then will you receive fresh blood.
Investors are investors because they're following their dream. Fair.
There's a clear link between flirting and employment. There's not.
Quitting. That's an interesting one. Yeah. It's not entirely wrong.
There we go. I think I found one for the friendship characters out there. Only when you learn to understand the full potential of friends will you meet yourself.
Depression can give you sympathy for fishermen.
It's true.
First comes the skeletons jumping out of the closet. Then comes the miracle.
I'm not even sure how you say this one. Spouses you'll destroy.
Yes. So, you moved to a new location.
Updated my journal.
Oh god.
What have you done?
Boy!
Is that the word what? Something else?
A wiener is something much more than just a wiener!
Anyway, game! Right, okay.
The violent derail begins!
No, game.
Seriously.
Rattle and Ruin is here, let's do it.
Okay. You're on a mountainside. You're descending a mountainside.
Does anyone want to get in?
Should we be
you
able
know, to
see...
make it easier?
Oh, wait. Right.
No.
It will be... It's probably morning when you arrive, simply because it was dawn before. Oh, no, wait. It was dawn, then you climbed a mountain. So probably not. It's probably getting on for evening.
Cool. We like you.
So, basically,
Iris is normal.
basically you can decide whether you want to wait until it's dark or whether you want to try and catch the last of the daylight. Which game mechanically means, Becca, you can decide which iris you want.
We'll keep going to fly in Manana Gorge. She's beginning to get used to the fact that it's more useful. So we'll wait till night.
Easily done. Okay. So, yeah, you can see there's a kind of gorgy bit with some rickety-looking bridges over it, and there's four big stones here.
I've got to refresh, I think. No, I can't see anything.
Ah, then yes.
Okay.
Okay, the reason you decide on the order that we're walking.
Yeah. For reference, the reason you can't see what's here is just because there's pop-out stuff on it. It's just generic mountainside. They've just put pictures of what else is around up there for some reason. Okay. Shall I read some box text?
Go for
box
it.
Text! I summon box text! Okay. Four stone monoliths, appearing as jagged stalagmites of rock, protrude from the grass at the edge of this bluff. A weathered, snake-like rune is carved into the inner face of each of these stones, all facing a 3-foot-high, pyramid-shaped block of stone at the center of the four surrounding spires. The vegetation and soil surrounding this pyramid has been trimmed back and excavated to expose the strange block fully to view. The peak of the central pyramid has a cup-shaped indentation. Channels run down the four sides into empty basins at the base of the pyramid.
Marvellous.
To your right, a rocky cleft cuts into the bluff at Y2, presenting a 100-foot drop onto seaweed-covered rocks and tide pools. Several ledges, each connected by rickety-looking rope bridges, lead down into the cleft to the rocky beach below. What seems to be a large nest of driftwood, grass, bits of cloth, and perhaps bones is wedged against the easternmost extent of the cleft.
I don't want to sound stupid, but what's a cleft?
Like a gap or like a open...
Gully?
Yeah, that kind of thing. What do you do?
I suppose we should walk.
Advance.
Go ahead.
Skeleton, stay behind.
Rattle.
Squishy, stay behind and not squishy.
Do we wish to spread out or do we wish to stick together?
Septimus observes from a safe distance.
Hammer more closely inspect.
We're just gonna perch on a.
We're
just gonna sit on a rock.
They are stones. So Iris is sitting on one.
Yep.
It hums and vibrates slightly. Not just when you sit in it, it does that anyway.
Okay.
Didn't the inscription say something about four sentinel, like, tire sentinel stones, and then one tide stone?
Something like
to
that?
To command the very tides to rise up and eschew what lies below, empower the four sentinel runes with the blood of a thinking creature, tempered by the kiss of a serpent's tongue. Anoint the tide stone with waters brought from the sea in a vessel of purest metal. Invoke the Lord's sacred name to wrap his claws around the sea itself. That he might lay bare what lies below and cast down your enemies on the waves above. Some vegan stuff going on there.
Right, so we can't sacrifice the monkey.
Are you a thinking creature? And do you mind if we borrow one pint?
Who are you addressing that to?
Septimus.
Septimus is at a safe distance and retreats to a safer distance.
Do you think we should complete a ritual that the ghouls are trying to complete to, you know, destroy the world and stuff?
Yeah, I feel like doing anything like that would be a pretty shit idea.
Ollie, you were detecting magic.
Yes.
You're going to get an answer, but roll to find out how good an answer you're going to get. Roll me a spellcraft, I think.
40.
And what kind of magic do you cast again?
Me?
Yes.
Arcane and divine.
Ah, in which case... I think you... Yep, so... Okay, it's a very strong transmutation aura. It has the water descriptor. If you want to spend a bit of time, you could probably work out roughly what this does.
I would like to cast Detect Psychic Significance.
Go ahead.
I do as such, it's basically like divine detect magic, but I detect any related. I detect kind
also,
of.
Also, I believe Rattle and Ruin has jumped off the cliff.
Okay. So. Yes, I think you can probably detect psychic significance on all of these items. Yep. Yep. They're all psychically significant. Ollie, sorry, you were saying something.
Has Rattle jumped off the cliff?
Maybe?
I can lower him down with some rope. If he really wishes to get down there.
Like, you can get down there, you know, if you must.
Because I was under the impression that that was a drop there.
I don't think so, because you've got this little section over here.
No, I think it is a drop, because from the looks of it, those go down. So... You go down there, down there.
Yes, no, I see what you mean. Yeah, that does look like a big
because you can see the cliff, so yeah.
Yeah, it's not a sheer drop, but it's a, you know, very steep one. These stones are imbued with powerful water magic, and with a powerful transmutation water magic, and are psychically significant. Is there anything you would like to do to further investigate?
I believe that we should probably either conduct this ritual or destroy the focus, these stones, in such a way that the ritual cannot be conducted. It depends whether we want the ritual to go ahead or not.
Also, given that Iris is actually sat there anyway, things you don't need to make a roll for. Someone has definitely been here recently and done stuff.
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Anything specific you want to check?
Could a knowledge arcana without detect magic try and get anything?
Go for it. Also, give me either perception or survival. They will get different information.
Either or both, if I've got both.
Anyone can choose to do one or more of those. Nice arcana.
Does this relate to invisible or incorporeal creatures?
It does not.
Naturally, if I get a good roll, I have to have two good bad rolls after it.
Of course.
I guess 12.
Okay. Let's see. 12 and a 13. Given... Mako and Nathan's specific specialities, I think between you will certainly get some more information. Okay, so, Arcana. There is a residual... sometimes you get this stuff, particularly when people are interacting with very powerful artifacts. There's like an echo of the magic that someone has recently used these stones for something. And you can still feel the, you know, it's like the heat or the smell or the magic essentially still kind of radiating off it. Secondly, because you tend to notice this sort of thing, you can smell blood.
Have we looked in the bowl?
There is no blood in the bowl.
Why do I wish that I really had a detect metal spell right about now?
Also, right, you two. Nathan, remind me what feats you've taken.
Feats, give me a sec. Eldritch Heritage... Wait, which kind of feats? Because I've got an absolute ton.
Like non-bonus, non-story feats.
Oh, give me 2 seconds. I have a spreadsheet with that specific information in it. Cool. So I took Cosmopolitan at first level. My bonus feat was Skill Focus Stealth. Then my third level feat was Eldritch Heritage Ectoplasm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Makoa, you will, let's see. Yeah, I think you can probably make out the, signs of, in the, because it's a bit bare up here, because it's, you know, high and windy, and there's sort of squiggly marks in some of the earth nearby, which suggests that snakes have been present.
So it's basically right. Possible someone's already actually done the ritual.
Nathan, you're not going to get the thing because you don't have the feat you would have needed to get it. It's fine, don't worry.
Oh, what feat was it, by any chance?
The ones I invented.
Oh, those ones.
So, yeah, that seems like a reasonably good bet, to be honest, that someone has done certainly a ritual recently.
Can I follow tracks?
Sure. Yes, how good is your tracking?
Plus 8. I don't yet have track, I believe.
It's... Okay, let me just find the rules for it.
Yeah, no, because I add half my level to tracking. However, I've only got 1 slow level so far.
Yeah, don't worry. So... Let's see. This is a damp island where it rains a lot. So, I think, okay, so it'll count as soft ground, which is DC 10. It is night, but you've all got dark vision. I think, honestly, are you in any particular hurry with your tracking?
Probably not. Probably not, because we want to make sure we find them as opposed to miss them, even if we think they've done the ritual.
Yeah, so I mean, basically you might be looking at a DC 13.
Can I take 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm allowed to take 10, then yeah, I could just do that.
Okay. So, you can see, I will draw some, you can see tracks which lead, let's see, where would they go, what is actually the route, nope, that's a bad, let's pick what we can actually see, they basically will go like this.
Do they jump down?
No, they go down these rope bridges and round. And it's flies. The rest of you pass the large nest full of stuff.
Oh.
Why do I not like the sound of that?
So, anyway, yes, Iris, what are you doing?
I'll probably keep following it, but, like, keep delaying so they can catch up with me.
Okay.
So sort of scout it out a bit, go back to them. Scout it out a bit more, go back to them.
Yep. I'm just trying to work out how this map is supposed to work, bear with me a sec. As in, which parts are supposed to be above and below water. Yeah, so actually, that's about the limits of the land. The tracks disappear into the water about here. In fact, I think I'm being generous. I think probably all of this earth should probably be, or pretty much all of it should actually be underwater.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll just fly above this spot and just wait.
Yeah, basically you can see water.
Anyone want to go swimming?
No.
How high above the water do you want to hover?
Probably about 5 feet. She's probably stayed quite close to the ground. And she's probably trying to look in and see if she can see anything as well, actually.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can make out the... You can make out... I mean, the water's not super murky. It's a tropical island. So you can make out the sort of shapes of these sandbanks below the surface. Sort of a foot or two below. And you might be able to make out sort of the leftover impressions in a few places. Now you know what to look for. Of someone passing that way.
Okay. It's possible the water seems to be rising. Right.
Do you want to make me a perception check? That's very good. Okay, so you can see there's sort of a bit further off. You think you can make out what might be a sunken ship? And you're also sufficiently perceptive that you get to roll initiative. Yeah. Something's coming, there's something in the water. None of you do, you haven't seen it. I mean, you can keep the initiative roll, but you don't need to roll yet. What are you going to do? You see movement in the water here.
That was right. Can I study it? Or would you say it has to be out of the water? I'd study it. Yeah.
You're sort of preparing yourself for an oncoming threat, basically. I think that's fair.
Cool. Actually, the other option is total defence.
Is someone in the windstorm?
That was me, sorry.
Okay.
I kept my fingers out because I was trying to think of something to say so if a fan could be heard.
Okay.
I'll just try and attempt to study it, yeah.
Okay, you do so. So. In which case... Hello! A shark springs from the water and launches itself up in attempts to grab at you.
Oh, joy.
I'm guessing that isn't going to hit anything.
No.
No, I mean, you were prepared for this. And it just shoots up into the air jaws snapping and then splashes back into the water.
Cool. Right.
This is why I said you don't need to roll initiative, because it's, like, underwater.
Right, so we can't really reach it, can we?
Well, you can, because, I mean, all of you are undead, but it's stuck in the water and you're not.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. I'm
not going to piss off with one of my arms.
Yeah. Is it like kind of above the surface enough that Iris, like, close enough to the surface that Iris can fly above the surface and try and slash it?
You could probably look for an opportunity to do that. I mean, essentially, I suppose you'd be kind of semi-baiting it. I mean, sharks do quite often tend to hunt from just below the surface, so I'm sure you'll get an opportunity to do that if you want. You could ready an action to essentially charge when it comes close enough to the surface. That's probably how that would work.
Yeah, I'd probably do that. Look, annoyingly, right now, grappling it isn't gonna... Yeah. I might ready to attempt to grapple it, actually, if it comes at me.
Grappling sharks.
Because this is a smart idea, with...
Definitely.
I don't currently have my grappling stuff ready, so... But yeah, we'll try this.
Yay. Okay. Yeah, basically. Everyone else has now seen this happen, by the way. So basically...
Now it's important. Whatever you try to do, don't grapple a shark.
So you two... actually, it was basically Iris, shark, then you saw stuff, and it's now Iris again. So, yeah, you can, are you readying your action?
Yeah, I'm ready to grapple it. This is going to go well.
Cool. Joel.
I cast telekinetic projectile.
Okay.
I chuck, like, 5 pounds worth of rocks and sand at it in the eye. Oh, no, in the snout. Range touch attack, is it? No, just a... range attack.
Okay. I'm trying to look at how this works on a shark.
Yeah, because ranged weapons lose quite a lot of viability the second they go underneath water.
I am parrying it with the power of my mind. Unlike when you throw something, it's...
It's even magic range attacks.
Aww.
You could ready an action to telekinetic projectile when it emerges in the water.
Yeah, that sounds best, I guess. I'm going to punch it with some rocks as soon as it gets out of the water.
Cool. Rattles.
Alright, I've got an idea. I'm going to throw a sleep at it.
Okay.
Now, important question. How many hit die does it have?
Good question.
Sleep is a one round cast.
Oh, God, never mind. Why did I take this spell?
You can still do it.
Yeah, this one goes.
And it's AoE. Yeah, let's not.
Which of you are affected by sleep?
Yeah, none of us.
No.
This is awful. Yeah, so you can start casting sleep on it and find out the results when your next round comes around.
Let's do that.
Okay. Makoa!
All ready to shoot it with a ray of frost.
Okay. It's the shark's turn. The shark will basically swim around a bit and come back for another go, I suspect. So, to want to rotate this shark. There we go. Okay, the shark basically circles round and comes in for another go. Iris is basically taunting it from where she is. So, ready actions happen in initiative order. Iris, do you want to go now or do you want to wait until after someone else has gone?
We'll wait until they've gone because then it's not in combat. What if they go now?
And I suppose if you're basically waiting to grab it as it comes near you, it makes sense that their ranged stuff will go off first.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Jarl.
Give me a sec, just typing out now.
MP.
Ooh, oh, there we go. 13 to hit, doing potentially 6 damage?
It has... When does the armor penalty for charge kick in?
When they start with...
Cool, in which case, yes.
Yay!
Okay, Makoa! 15
yes. Touch. 2 frost damage.
The shark is slightly colder. Iris!
Excellent.
Right, let's try this. We failed to grapple a shark, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Septimus does manage to hit it with a twig, causing a point of non-lethal damage. Okay, and shark. Still not going to work.
No.
So basically it comes to about there and splashes back into the water. It'll probably bob back up. So it's going to be you now. It's you. There's a shark still within reach.
Okay, yeah, we'll try... Actually, no, if it's within reach, we'll just do the blend. Why try and grapple when we can just blend? But claw. Do any of those hit?
That is one hit.
Taking into account it's charged.
Oh, it's charging until its next turn, isn't it? So, yes.
Yep.
2 hits.
Cool. That's the claws, annoyingly, though, so it's the lesser damage. 19 damage to a shark.
You macerate the shark. Shark stakes, anyone?
I'll just... Yeah, I'll but
cancel the casting of the spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleep is... Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
It's good if you can get line of sight on someone and drop it from ambush.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting rid of this shit as soon as possible. Next level, we get summon monster 1 and 2 and augment summons, so it's fine.
Nice. Okay. What do you want to do now? You have killed a shark.
Do you wish for me to cast grave words on him and ask him a few questions beyond the grave about what he may have seen?
I can tell you what he's going to say. He's going to go blub, glub, glub, glub. Probably sort of like a... They can't really roar, can they?
Also, I don't think you can... Well, you can ask questions in grave words. It doesn't help. Like,
there's
it'll...
There's a 10% chance that it'll be useful.
That's true. Do you speak shark?
Oh, Nathan, it's like you!
That's being generous.
I was going to say that's being mean and leap to his defence. No.
Makoa has opened to this day bringing him back to life.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, Nathan, is that either I think he's trying to take out Colonel Stampy the best he can.
How? He's basically a tank. He's got like...
I mean, the
nice
fox is always here with
there.
You, but the...
You know, will saves are always the downfall of incredibly powerful characters.
No,
yeah, I mean, who would have a low will save at high level? Who would risk that?
Yeah. Or an incredibly powerful, immortal, undead companion, despite not having the charisma to control it.
I despair of you all.
Yeah.
I love Skelette. Skelette was lovely.
I love Skelette. So, what are you doing? In game.
Right,
you're in a game. You kill the shark.
But can I fly over this water and just try and scout it out and see if I can see if they've come out of the water anymore?
Yes. Basically, you will see water and it gets to more cliff.
Cool. We're going to try and be slightly stealthy while doing this as well, because...
Roll me some stealth.
No, we're not going to be slightly stealthy while doing this.
Yeah. There's enough kind of wind around here. It's actually quite... because, you know, close to the cliffs, it's, you know, tossing waves and there's wind echoing weirdly off the cliff, and it's making it quite hard to... do anything stealthy. You're kind of fighting your way through, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Looks like we might need to go swimming, guys, unless I can pick the trail up anyway, but I'm guessing I can't.
Luckily, I do not need to breathe. But I despair for all the stuff I carry inside me. With this new hole, they'll merely just get wet and rust.
Yeah, I may need someone to kind of, like, tow me along.
It's fine. I'll sink to the bottom of the ocean. You can tie yourself with my rope, and then I'll walk along the bottom.
Good, because they don't want to guess what my swim score is.
Like, -4?
-6.
Mine is pretty bad, I think. It's only +5. I have a better stealth score than I have a swim score.
Well, that's because you took skill focus in it.
True. And I have good dex. And put ranks in it.
So basically what you'd be rolling swim for here is, since you don't breathe, is basically avoiding getting either swept out to sea to any extent. Obviously I'm not going to just sweep you off to your doom, that would be boring. Or getting beaten up as you're hurled against various objects by the currents.
Yeah, we don't like bludgeon damage anymore.
No.
I'll pretend to be a dive suit for you if you need to be. Need me to be.
The problem is if there is a fight down there, I won't be able to get out. I'll just tie myself to you.
Does anyone want to make me some kind of idea roll?
At will. Disassemble and reassemble at will.
What would an idea roll
Don't
be?
Don't you dare disassemble yourself at me, sir.
Bruised to the floor.
I enjoy this because it's a Call of Cthulhu word. Do you want to briefly review what you know about whatever's going on? Because I know it's been a long time.
I will roll raw intelligence.
Cool. So, okay, what I can tell you. There was the necromancer stuff. The necromancer made a pact with somebody to seek out Aslanti ruins somewhere, probably on this island, which the person thought would be useful for necromantic purposes. And therefore beneficial to both of them.
Oh, is the tide going down instead of up?
Could be.
Do you
want to read the handout?
Yeah, because I was assuming it was going to be coming up for some reason.
Reasonable.
Yeah, Yeah, because Commander Veritas has to rise up and eschew what lies below. That can be taken as both ways, as the tides coming in or the tides going down. Because it says to rise up, but eschew what lies below suggests it's going to move away.
Keep reading.
Anoint with water spot from sea. He'll wrap the coils around the sea itself, that he may lay bare what lies below and cast all enemies onto the waves above. Because to me, that still means it could be the tides are rising or tides are going down.
Yeah. If
or they're relocating.
Do you think Iris will be thinking along those lines?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Two things. First of all, anyone who can cast spells, if you're having this conversation, can make me... Also, how long did you spend examining the spell on the stones? Because I think we got distracted from that.
No, I got like a 24 on it, but...
Sorry, that was Makoa.
I don't know, maybe like a few minutes.
Oh, okay. And you can easily examine the cliff, and there's not a tide mark above the water.
Okay.
So if it's risen somewhere, it wasn't here. Makoa, do you want to make me... What if you take 10 on some kind of magic-y roll, what would you get?
Spellcraft gets me 15.
Okay.
Could I be cheeky and say, because I study magic, can I do that as well? Because she studies magic, she just can't cast it herself.
You can assist on that. Or just roll. What was your, again, your take 10?
Mine would be, mine would be 23.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it's a slightly odd use of the skill, but I think between you, and you've got all this information stuff, you're pretty sure that the powerful transmutation spell on those stones is a very, very heavily boosted version of control water. And you know the full capabilities of that spell.
So it's going to be shifting water from somewhere to somewhere else?
You do know it's probably not a terrible demonic ritual.
But it still requires blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it can lower water and raise water. So you think it's sinking, yeah?
That would be one reasonable conclusion you could draw?
No, we think it's risen. Because there are no tide marks. If there were tide marks,
sorry. My brain went around the other way.
Yeah. Because it suggests that someone water walked through and then the water has risen again.
That is consistent with the information you have, yes.
So we're going to have to do the ritual to lower it.
Or you can swim.
Or we can swim. I mean, I'm ready to attach myself to a suit of armour so that I can get dragged through the water.
I do love about this game how which things cause the most discussion, because should we go swimming is not where I was expecting this to get intense.
To be fair, I can't quite figure out all the aspects of the ritual, so we probably should swim unless someone can make sense of it, because I don't think we know his name. And I'm not quite sure about the...
Know it's Eudesius?
You do.
Oh, that's a good point, yes.
And you've seen the pictures of the ritual.
Oh, yeah. Can I zoom the blood of... Tempered Reckless of Seven Tongue is snake venom? Or just sticking a snake's tongue in there?
Sounds reasonable.
So yeah, do we want to swim or go catch a snake? Yeah.
Do we need a snake?
We need a snake venom and we need bloods.
Alright. Does it have to
it
be...
Fangs. Does it not mean, like... It doesn't mean fangs, because the venom comes out of fangs.
Well, it, as I say, it either means we actually drop a tongue in there, or we envenomate it, and I'm not sure which.
I have an idea. I'm going to rub my hands together and prepare a spell.
Hooray!
I'm going to cast Summon Monster 1.
Okay.
For a venomous snake.
A venomous snake appears.
We haven't got blood ray yet, Will.
This thing can bleed!
Surely it will disappear. The blood as well.
It only depends how hard you hit it. Anyway. Snake. Venom in here if you would. Come on, chop chop. Thank you very much. Now, will the venom vanish with the snake?
No, because if someone was bitten by a summoned snake, the venom doesn't disappear.
Fair. Questions of all the bloods. Do you want to try and quickly kill it? And because if we kill it, it's going to disappear. It depends how much blood
we
need.
When I read the inscription, it makes me think that it was somebody who was bitten by a snake, and then as they started bleeding out of that wound, some of the venom came out, and it was that mixture there. That's what was... I guess it doesn't make a difference if it was from inside the body, it was mixture inside the bowl. Never mind, ignore me.
We can try this, and if that doesn't work, then we can try your method.
Fair enough.
You need to find that, yeah. Right, so we...
I guess, are you a thinking creature? Because you are sentient, and you do... Do you have blood during the day?
Yes, you do, because you appear completely human during the day.
Yeah.
And I suspect, given that you eat blood, I suspect you might actually have blood all the time.
Yeah, but it makes it... I think I have blood. Yeah, it makes sense to have blood all the time. It doesn't say I lose blood when I... Yeah, so I probably do just have blood in general. Because some undead do still have blood.
Yeah, like, you're immune to all the things that you're immune to, but, like, narratively,
yeah.
I think you have blood.
Okay, fine, we can use my blood.
Thank you.
I will bleed into a bowl or something. Yeah.
Okay. You have bled into a bowl. Good on you.
Thank you.
If we mix the two and then try and do this ritual.
Okay. So you stick some blood on things. There was something about water.
Oh, we do a vessel of purest metal. How pure is your armour?
I'll have you know I keep it nice
Tell
and clean.
Me how, isn't there already a bowl there?
I'm just going to say yes, there's a bowl there. Yeah, you can get a bowl. It's fine.
Cool. Then, yeah. So, carry the water up from the sea. And then, say, Eudesius.
Okay. The name feels weird as you speak it. Like, it, almost like it's ripping itself out of your throat. And it leaves a very, very bitter taste behind. And let me just find that bit. It's not there, where is it? Okay, so do you want to position yourselves?
I'll probably stay where I am. Okay, go back to where I was.
Reasonable. Okay, so as you finish the chanting, and the word Idersius echoes out far louder than you actually spoke it, just this torrent of lightning explodes out of the clear sky and crashes into the stones. If anyone had been touching the stones, they would have probably been blown to pieces. There's a sound that would be deafening, but I'm pretty sure you're immune to deafening.
So glad I'm not a lightning conductor.
Yeah, oh, it would have been sick.
That's been a fairly strong theme of this game. It would be X if you weren't immune, so you're not.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finding it really entertaining. And then the waters boil and twist weirdly, and they're sort of sucking out to sea. Waters lowering down foot after foot, and you see fish being exposed on the sandbanks, flopping around helplessly, and rocks and barnacles and all that stuff. To the south, you see the wall of the cliff lowering. You see a shipwreck emerge. And you see what looks to be a pair of doors far in the base of the cliff.
Yay, we did the evil ritual!
Woo! Yay! I'm sure there'll be no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah, so I think Aris
is
regressing.
How did you know, like when you fought a griffin and now you have a... Yeah.
Yeah, I think Aris is realising what she did. Because this was me being tired. Yeah. I think Aris
didn't.
Yeah. She doesn't like arcane. It's arcane she hates more than divine. And she probably, she's regretting it now. Next time you can do the magic ritual.
Oh, of course, all the evil rituals have to be done by Makoa.
Yeah, so, and one thing we said is that she probably didn't trust you guys to do the arcane ritual.
I'll have you know that Rattles would have put it to music and it would have been great.
Lol.
Jarl will have you know that he has conducted many a fine ritual in his time.
Because he's metal and conduction.
Because I was apprenticed for a wizard.
So.
Yes, the ritual of making tea.
What now?
It was only once a day, I'll have you know.
To the cave!
Yay!
My recommendation would also be to the cave!
I have no issue with this plan.
This pirate ship, see if there's anything of interest in there, but,
Okay. Right. The front two-thirds of a wrecked ship lies upon the rocks here. It's bound mostly submerged, but its ruined midsection propped upon a thick ridge of slimy rock. The sides of the wreck are thick with seaweed and barnacles, and dozens of crabs clatter around on deck. These are small crabs, not the enormous ones that tried to eat you earlier. You can just about make out the name, the Salty Strumpet.
Are we okay to traverse this now, or is there still, like, shit tons of water?
No, now it basically looks like this. The water's just like puddles.
Four vorts!
Yep. Yeah, you're on a pirate ship.
If there doesn't seem to be anything in... I'll do a quick perception check, actually, but...
Yep. There's a fair bit of it left. You could get inside if you want to have a look around. Significant bits of it are above water.
Do you want to check it out now, or can we always check it out later?
Now, let's move.
Is that taking out the pirate ship now, or let's move towards the cave?
He's moved towards the cave, so I think that's what he means.
To the cave!
Two stone doors stand open at the base of this cliff above a curling spur of rock. Seaweed covers the doors, hanging down in thick green and black sheets, just obscuring some sort of carvings on their surface. Do you want to make me... Anyone who's got engineering? Do you want to make me engineering rolls? History? Stuff like that? Religion, also relevant?
Yeah, I can do Arcana and Geography.
The rolls are just not with us this evening, holy shit.
They're not.
Wow.
To be honest, I think that's just your dice in general, Ollie.
No, just overall, we've rolled like ass tonight.
You really have. So, I mean, you've seen some vaguely similar stuff elsewhere, so you've got some idea. This is clearly bad stuff. Nice! This is some kind of vaguely, like, there's a blood theme. Definitely a blood theme and a kind of demon theme going on here.
Ugh, this is not...
Alright, I record this in the lyrics book, and then we continue.
Good thing most of you don't have any blood. Nice. It's good inspiration, definitely. It's pretty metal. More death metal than metal, but still.
Stepping up to the bloody door, da-na-na-na.
Okay, do you want to go through?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, you see a corridor.
Just as a brief word, what time are you thinking of finishing this evening?
Basically, I think the temple is going to take another session. Because there's quite a few rooms. So I'm going to suggest, if you want to head down this and find the first chamber, and then we call it.
Alright. I'm happy if you want to go on longer, I just need to know when to set alarm.
Yeah, I need to think about sleep, so. Okay, yeah, there's a corridor. There's no light. It's covered in carvings. About 30 foot high. The air is cool and musty and damp. Not like I have been underwater damp. It obviously hasn't. Because if you look, that corridor's it's actually going upwards. I think it's supposed to be steps. So it's going to be quite painful in the slide. So the water hasn't actually reached that. You also suspect probably the doors shut as the water and open with the water level. So it's kind of stale and musty and weird, but not like I've been underwater kind of wet. Okay, you see a room full of pillars. There's a bridge going across it. Like that. So the black things are pillars. That's a bridge arching high above. Over a dozen stone pillars support this cavernous chamber's 60-foot high vaulted ceiling. To the north, four empty alcoves sit in the walls, their edges carved to resemble yawning fanged mouths. To the south, a pair of bronze doors that seem to drip with blood sit under a stone bridge that passes through the upper portion of the room from east to west, 40 feet above. The walls are decorated with unsettling carvings of bats, human sacrifice, and the walking dead. The dismembered skeletal bodies of three humans lie scattered on the floor of this chamber. Ugh.
How long do these corpses look like they might have been dead for, do we know?
Quite a while.
So not sort of recent and sort of long decayed, sort of.
Yeah. Okay, and I think maybe we call it there.
All right.
Okay, yep. Thank you for the session.
It's all right, it was fun.
Yep, thank you very much.
So, hope to run again next week. I should be back from the game on Sunday night, so I should be fine. Are people likely to be around?
Yep.
Should be, yeah.
Cool. In which case, yeah, I will see folks in, well, certainly next week. Becca, I won't be around on Friday next week, because I'm booked for Cthulhu weekend.
Yes, I've forgotten about that.
Also, thanks for uploading that Call of Cthulhu game. I was in stitches right from the start. It was brilliant.
Oh, it was great fun, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Listening to it, trying to work out. Yeah, listening to it, trying to get the best quotes was my favourite.
I mean, I'm very proud of the one that sort of explained O'Carroll, so Protestant, it manifests as small cyclones around him.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm working on the sequel, so you know.
Yes, I will be. I want to be in that sequel.
It begins almost. Go ahead.
Nick Nash needs to be getting into more trouble.
Oh, he is. Don't you worry. So much trouble.
See if I can find Erin's sheet. Because, listen, her stats weren't bad. I just was rolling atrociously except for machine rolls. Like, I think I rolled pretty good for her.
Yeah, O'Carroll was fucking beefy. He was huge.
That was hilarious, yeah. Okay. I will see you at various points during the next week or so, then.
Yep.
I do sincerely hope so. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, see you next week.
Cool. Cheers. Bye.
I'm going to enter in consciousness. Good night.
Good plan. Bye. Yes?
I didn't mean to do that.
Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so basically, because of the time, it's just there's a set of stairs, and then you come into a room that's like pillared, and there's a big stone bridge over the top.
Interesting.
More similar engravings of stuff, which I will leave myself a note. Yeah, so there's more knowledge checks people can make. But yeah, it seemed like a good time to call it, so I thought I'd hang around on vent until you showed up, so you didn't sort of turn up and find everyone and run away.
Fair. I might be able to make that history check they were trying to make, actually.
Oh, go ahead.
You know what, I say that, I don't actually think I can. see, 1 minus 1 plus 3... Actually, that's not bad. Plus 3. 15.
Not too bad. Not enough for this, unfortunately.
Alas.
I think basically got what we're going to want here is some combination of aiding and taking 10 or 20, to be honest.
Fair enough. Like, I have a trait bonus. Which
yeah.
I haven't actually included. So actually, if that include that makes that a 16.
Ah. It's still not quite enough, I'm afraid. The DC is weirdly high, as far as I'm concerned.
What is it?
But, for most of these things, it's 25. I think they are assuming you're taking 20.
Hmm. I know when we were playing Carrying Crown with Will, there was just like one check at this party we had to make that was DC 40 or you couldn't progress the entire story. Which was
yes! That's sensible.
Yes. No, luckily we had a rat folk who was the most charming fella you would ever met. Alas, I will leave you to get some rest.
Cool. Great seeing you back.
It has been good to be back. Oh, actually, I saw something. I'll keep you for one little bit longer.
Yeah.
I saw some accursed items that is incredible, and I really need it to be potentially some loot coming up.
Tell me.
It's coming up on Facebook now. Just because I don't want the others to see it until too late.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called Great Soul Armor. It's actually it's a cursed armor, but it has some interesting properties.
I see.
I know.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Exactly. So, you know, if it ever does appear, it would be sick.
Yeah, I will see. I will see. This is interesting. I'll have a think about that one.
Yes.
Cool. And I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye for now.
I'm sure I will have some ideas coming up that I need to discuss with you.
Oh, bound to. Alright. Cheers.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetna. And the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.